Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Thank you so much for joining us this morning. We are so honored to be able to have you here. My name is Sarah Pepper, and I am a Catholic school graduate. We are joined this morning by Dr. Christopher Pichon. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. We really appreciate it.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
So for people that are looking at choosing Catholic schools, what are some of the things that you tell them and the main questions that people have when it comes to the difference between Catholic schools and your standard public school?
Well, for the Catholic school, I just let them know that we have excellent academics. Our test scores are consistently above the national average. We use the Northwest Evaluation Association tools to measure our student growth and proficiency, and it's used across the country in public ed as well as private schools. And again, our students perform, you know, at or above the national average pretty consistently. One strong focus that I had, and again, in my transition from public school to private school, I have a lot of great families, a lot of great educators, a lot of great leaders, all focusing on developing the whole child. However, in a Catholic school, where we develop the whole child, it also includes faith development, which we can't do in public schools. And so it's that faith development and students actively living and breathing their faith and sharing their faith journey with others and not have to just do it on Sunday at church. They can do it each day of the week while they're in a Catholic school. That has been a major difference in the lives of so many of our students, be able to live that faith development. And so I'll share with parents, this is something that you really want to consider because it is truly developing the whole child.
And I think you bring up a really good point in when you talk about intermingling, you know, your faith with your education. One big aspect of Catholic school that I remember was how much community involvement we had throughout not only our church that we attended, but the community as a whole for the city that I lived in. And even for students who had never had that, the opportunities were offered to us, and we were also able to bring those opportunities to our teachers and our principals, and we're really able to rally sometimes entire schools for these community projects, which I think has really led to the philanthropic efforts I've been able to do as an adult because I had that servant's heart as a child and as a young adult, and it was really nurtured in those years in Catholic school.
It's teaching students to be about service, to give of themselves, to help others. And in a Catholic school, you learn that internally. Again, you what you mentioned earlier, that heart, that mind, that spirit, they learn that sense of service and they participate. I mean, there's always service projects done within the school, but then to branch out beyond the walls of the school and develop food pantries, you know, attend food banks, come to St. Dominic's Center and visit the elderly and spend time with them, play games with them. It is learning that true sense of how to really be Christ-like in your interactions with others. And that's something that the students can experience again all day long, every day, and especially while they're in school.
Well, correct me if I'm wrong, but I also felt in those moments where we were doing these community events, it really helped a lot of us find where we fit in this world, what we were passionate about, what our passion projects were. And a lot of the students that I went to school with found their career callings in the service projects that we did. And like I said, our teachers invested in those ventures for us to really help us learn exactly what we were doing and how to find other avenues to be able to get to that end goal.
Yeah, you're absolutely correct. I mean, that's what school should be about, where you basically find your place. You know, we want to teach great academics and we're going to teach great academics, but it's also about, again, developing that character, that true inner self, that true inner being of what you really want to do. And when we can find and channel our energy into what we do is how we can be of service to others, how we can give back to others. I mean, that's a phenomenal Christ-like virtue that we want all of our students to develop as they're matriculating through our Catholic schools.
Now, Christopher, you and I were talking before this started recording, and I was telling you that I had gone to school for so many years, and one of the things that I didn't realize was such a benefit for me being a graduate of Catholic school until I got to college was the education that I received. The standard that was set for me and set for all of us students really did prepare me for college. And even the students that I went to school with that did not go to college, they chose trade schools, the military, everything afterwards. We had a work ethic that was instilled in us from very young and an expectation that was set at us. And I know that that sounds like a lot, but you can speak more to this, Dr. Christopher. It's not unattainable. It's just so encouraged from the staff in a 360 degree angle for these students.
It becomes a way of life. You know, we focus on not only teaching to the standard of that grade level, is going above and beyond. And so we, especially from a Catholic school's office perspective, we offer professional development. We offer our teachers and principal leaders across the archdiocese the opportunity to come and learn and develop with us as we learn and grow together, or develop their own professional development plans at their campuses. So again, they can see the needs of students and they can adapt those plans to cater to the needs of those students. And the more they can help the students and attain their grade level goals and beyond, when they do go to college, as you mentioned, they'll be far more prepared. So their first and second year college experience will be a breeze, just like yours.
It was. I got to my third year and I'm like, okay, now this is tough. And how many Catholic schools do you guys have within the Archdiocese of Galveston and Houston?
We have 57 Catholic schools in our area. We provide that well, you know, rounded quality education for students from all backgrounds and all faiths, from pre-K 3, you know, to high school. And again, we have so many students in our schools who are Catholic, but we have quite a bit of students who are not Catholic, but they come in and they're still learning that faith development, what they believe in, how they, you know, worship. It is really focusing on those true virtues, those core values of morality and sense of great character. And that's what we develop and instill in all of our students across the Archdiocese.
And that's the other thing, Dr. Christopher, I want to talk to you about. I think when people hear Catholic schools, they automatically assume that you must be a Catholic to attend a Catholic school. And I would probably say 25% of my senior class in high school was not Catholic. It was not a requirement. They just came to the school that I went to for the same reasons that you just explained, for those core values and that standard that they wanted, because they were preparing a preparatory school. They were preparing their student for whatever was next. The other great point that you just brought up that I definitely want to touch on is that Catholic schools are open to everyone, no matter what your background is. As a child, my mom was a single mother of three children. We were below the poverty line, but Catholic school was still an option for us because the diocese will work with you in that manner.
Absolutely. I mean, you just touched upon our tuition assistance program. But again, you know, many of our schools, it's a blessing to have students who attend that particular church, who are Catholic, who attend the school, but so many of them do not. They are from the neighborhood. They are from different neighborhoods that just feel compelled to attend a Catholic school from what they've seen, what they've heard, what they've experienced. And so, again, we're open to all backgrounds, all, you know, diverse situations and environments, especially when it comes to finances, because, again, it costs to attend a Catholic schools, but we have tuition assistance programs and we have wonderful, amazing donors to where money is just not coming from the Archdiocese. It's coming from tremendous donors, you know, across the Houston area and beyond. And it allows families to apply and get different tuition assistance, get different scholarships, get different awards to where it significantly reduces the amounts that families have to pay out of pocket, their family obligation. And so in so many instances, you know, parents, you know, shy away from Catholic schools because, as you mentioned, they think you have to be Catholic or they can't afford it. But again, you do not have to be Catholic. You just have to have a desire to want to develop the whole child and develop your faith while you're still learning academics, develop that sense of community and how to give back to community, and then also be provided with assistance that's going to help reduce your out-of-pocket costs. So we just encourage you to visit, attend, ask questions, so you can see what a quality education that you can get in our Catholic schools at an affordable price.
Now, you mentioned visiting. So if someone is listening to this and they are interested and they want to know more about this and they want to enroll their students, how would they go about? What's their first step?
They would go to choosecatholicschools.org. Again, that's choosecatholicschools.org. It's our website. They can learn all information they need to know in terms of the enrollment process. They can enroll online. We also encourage you to attend a visit any Catholic school. You know, our Catholic schools are open. Parents call and our interested parents will call and set up a tour and want to just come tour the school. And the principal leaders will take them on a tour, ask questions, let them talk to some teachers, and then let them experience any events that they have going on, chaperoned by the leader. We don't let just anybody walk throughout the building.
Right.
They're escorted by someone for safety purposes, but you get that sense and that feeling. And again, we encourage everyone to go to choosecatholicschools.org to learn, but there's nothing like actually visiting a Catholic school and being able to experience it for yourself. Every single parent that attends, that visits a Catholic school, walk away with the same information. I feel such a huge difference in terms of my faith and my feeling that this is a place I want my children to attend. So we encourage all, you know, parents and interested parents to not only visit online, but also visit a Catholic school.
And I don't know if it's the same for everyone, and I don't want to speak for everyone who attended a Catholic school, but for my family, it was the tradition of it also. I went to the same high school that my grandpa went to, that my mom went to, and they loved to tell the story of that's the desk that I sat in when I had, you know, Father Herr, I had Deacon Dave. And there's that feeling of passing that down to your children. And I want to talk to the two people probably that are listening right now. I want to talk to the parents who probably have questions on the academic side, because one of the big selling points for Catholic schools is your student-teacher ratio. Can you go into a little bit further detail on that aspect?
Yeah, we have a smaller teacher-student ratio. This allows us for the teachers to just spend more personal time, instructional time with the students, you know, developing that safe academic environment. You know, the environments are conducive to learning, and we truly focus on empowering the students to actualize their God-given potential and their talents. We do have many of our students who are children of parents who attended Catholic schools, and we also have many donors who either attended a Catholic school or children went to a Catholic school. And we have one donor that pops in my head. He had such a marvelous experience in Catholic school. He doesn't have any children, but he is a tremendous donor and gives so much of his funds to support families to be able to attend a Catholic school through tuition assistance because of that experience. And he accredits all of his success to those traditions that he developed while he attended a Catholic school.
And Dr. Christopher, I don't know if you have had other parents say this to you. My daughter is getting ready to start her pre-K. She's getting ready to be four. And I went to Catholic school in Indiana, and I've been touring Catholic schools here in Houston. And I didn't realize this, and I know there's a lot of transplants that live in Houston. I think 600 people move to this city every single week. I went to school in Indiana. I toured a Catholic school in Houston, Texas, and I'd never felt so seen anywhere. It's such the same experience. It's such the same feeling. So if you're a transplant that lived in Michigan or Idaho or California, and you're looking for your child to have that same experience, that same feeling you had, you're going to find that in the Catholic school system here in Galveston, in Houston, because I don't know if you guys are on some massive email chain or text group or how you did it, but you were able to recreate a small Catholic school in Evansville, Indiana, right down the street from me here in Houston, Texas. And it was such an at-home feeling walking through those halls.
That's that network. But then that's just the essence of a Catholic school. And you mentioned students and parents. We have educators who teach in a Catholic school in other parts of the country. They moved to Houston, just like so many others, and they, as many public schools that they have at their disposal, they seek out a Catholic school because it's not only what they learn, but it's also, as an educator in a Catholic school, you're giving back so much of yourself that seems just God-like, that this is a calling, that you were called to do this, that you, God is working through you. This is what we want our students to experience, our families to experience across the country. And so Archdiocese of Galveston, Houston, now we're probably number one. I will say that. We're probably number
one. We're the best. We're the best.
But we work with our other, you know, dioceses, you know, across the state and beyond to ensure that we're all working together to develop that conducive learning environment, that faith formation environment for our students.
The other group of people that I want to talk to really quick are probably the students who have the questions about going to a Catholic school, because I did not start out in Catholic school. I, like you, started off in public school, and then I went to Catholic school. And I remember my mom driving us to school on our first day, and I was in my school uniform. And I, that was my big thing. I don't want to wear a uniform. If I could go back, I loved wearing a uniform. I don't know what it was about not having to worry about what I was going to wear that day or not having to pick out an outfit. There are two things as an adult that I don't like: picking out my clothes and choosing what I'm going to have to make for dinner every night. And Catholic schools, for at least 12 years of my life, they eliminated that first one. And people think that they're not going to love that uniform. You actually grow to love it because it makes everything so much easier.
And students become so proud of that uniform when we see them at different functions, either in the community service projects or even, you know, the church liturgical celebrations. When they wear their uniforms, they're so proud. They just love to be in them, and they want to be recognized as part of that group.
Right.
And so, again, for those students who are even interested, we encourage, you know, those parents who are seeking and looking, you know, bring your children with you so they can experience that same feeling. You know, we have one school that just had a conversation with the principal who was telling me that they're housed in a community where the students come that do not attend the school. They go to public school, come by their school in the morning time on their way to the bus stop and just ask them, you know, how can I come here? I want to come here. And so we're marketing that. Okay, well, have your parents come up.
Right.
You know, call, set up a tour. We'll be glad to have you here. We'd love to have you and your parents visit. So you can, too, become part of the Catholic school system.
That's such a great story that even the kids, you know, they want to be a part of this because they see that family. They see the effort that the kids are putting into the community. They hear the stories from their friends who are neighbors. And their parents probably had the same questions that my mom had. Am I going to be able to afford this? And Dr. Christopher, like you said, there's so much out there. Asking for help is the first step. And as a Catholic, you have to learn to be able to do that. And choosecatholicschools.org is where you can go. You can get information on the tuition assistance programs. And I don't want to speak for you, so I'll let you correct me if I'm wrong. You probably have an entire staff of people that can answer questions that aren't even on that website if people have those specific issues.
Absolutely. That's why we encourage them to go, because, again, not only they experience and they questions that they may not even know they have once
right.
they get there to and visit, Now they pop up and you have staff members who are more than welcome, willing to help and welcome individuals into the school. So
thank you so much for joining us this morning. If you ever have any questions about anything that Dr. Christopher discussed this morning, you can always go to choosecatholicschools.org. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Ms. Pepper. It was my pleasure to visit with you this morning. I look forward to doing these as often as you need me to.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.